All right, Marcel Pertuto, Sports Inquirer, here with Coach Kyle Michelle from Georgia Tech Volleyball. Rough weekend on the road in North Carolina. Dropped that first match to Wake Forest 3-2 on Friday, November 7th. You lost the first set 25-22, and it seemed like that was a close match, close set. And then you had some struggles after that.
Yeah, I mean, that first set was definitely crucial. We just started off a little slow, and then we're trying to catch up with what they were doing. And then on that second set, we played really well. And so again, the third set was another crucial set that we needed to come out and really try to take control of the match. And we didn't, but it was good how we reacted in the fourth. We gave ourselves a chance to play in the fifth, but Wake just started off really strong. We started out down, I think, 9-1 or 9-2. And so, you know, in a game of 15 points, it's just really hard to catch up. So, I mean, it was good to see the battle after the sets that we lost, but we really just need to work on coming out with more focus and more fire in the beginning of the game so that we don't put ourselves in situations that we don't need to be.
Right, and then the next day, you had no more struggles, a 3-0 defeat at North Carolina State on Sunday, November 9th. That was a more closer match to when we're recording this. What can you take from that match and possibly bring it to this week of practice?
Yeah, you know, they really did a strong job serving us. They served really well, and they really we're able to just really put our offense under a lot of pressure. And so we're definitely going to take that from there because we know how important serving is. We have been trying to serve better and better, but yet has been something that we haven't done consistently at a level that we need to do. And so we're definitely focused on our serving and serving receive for this week, so our serving and passing, to make sure that we are prepared for teams that are serving our stuff. And at the same time, we need to put a little more pressure on teams with our serve. So that's definitely one of the focuses that we're working on this weekend, and to really just gain that confidence back and understand what it needs to be, what level we need to present those things. And, you know, NC State just did a really good job of not only serving in, but they were serving in and they were serving tough. So it was hats off to them that we're able to do that consistently. And I mean, that should be one of our goals in the future matches.
Yeah, and the stage of the season, you're towards the back end of the season. Where's the team at right now? And this is your first year. You've tried to implement a lot in your system into the program. How are the women holding up as far as that goes?
Yeah, we're really just understanding that we're building something that's bigger than this year and next year. You know, we have a bigger vision for it. They understand how crucial of a part they play in this and how important they are to this process. And I think that we're really just focusing on getting better one day at a time and, you know, bouncing back from defeats and kind of learning and growing as a team and as a culture on the things that we want to do. And so every day matters until the end of this season, and we're not taking any time off, and we're really just going after it and making sure that we're finishing the season, carrying momentum over to the next year.
Okay, well, and this upcoming matchup Friday, November 14th against Boston College, you do get to look back a little bit because it's the official senior day.
Yeah.
And you have one senior, Courtney Falinski, and just talk about her contributions to the program on and off the court since you've arrived here.
You know, Courtney has been great for us, especially coming in as a coaching staff. I mean, sometimes the seniors are just, you know, walking out of their last season, and they don't want to put in the effort to help the new coaching staff kind of build their culture and do what they want to do. And she has been, you know, one person that has stood by our side and has stepped up her senior year to really lead this team and help us as a staff to communicate our vision and the things that we need to do. And I think she's growing as a player match after match. She continues with an intense drive and just trying to get better and really trying to do something special for this program. And we really appreciate all the hard work and effort that she has been putting into this, you know. And it's nice to come in and have people welcome you like that, especially the older players, because you know you need them and you know how important they are. And I think that once they see eye to eye with you and they're fighting for you, there's nothing more you can ask. So, I mean, Courtney has been great for this team and for this program over the years, and she's really has done a great job, you know, just helping us bring over our vision and our culture to this program.
Okay, and lastly, bringing it on the court, the actual on the court action, what challenges does Boston College present, and what are you working on this week to prepare for them?
Yeah, I mean, they're rolling off momentum. They beat Clemson in three, their last match, and they played really well. You know, they're very consistent. They're doing some really nice things with everybody on their team. Their offense is pretty spread out. You know, so we know that, again, it's we're really going to have to play at a high level to compete with them. And they haven't been the Boston College of the past, you know, where last year they only won one match, and this year they already won five. And so they're carrying over good momentum. They're learning how to win, and they know how to do things well. So we're really going to have to be ready for a very good team here on Friday.